I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 17th. There were 21 new cases of coronavirus in Quincy as of yesterday, bringing the active case total to 174. The one-week daily new case average is 16, and the two-week daily average is 12.5. Quincy's positivity rate is 1.75%, and the city is in the green category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 138 deaths. Quincy-based Stop and Shop has signed on to be among the first pharmacies in the country to administer future coronavirus vaccines when one is authorized by the FDA. Stop and Shop says those vaccines will be available for free to its customers at its more than 250 pharmacy locations in the Northeast. Star Market, Shaw's, and several other supermarket chains are also joining that effort. City of Quincy is poised to sell two parcels of land at the former Hancock parking lot in Quincy Center to LBC Developers of Boston for the construction of 350 new apartments. The City Council last night voted 8-0 in favor of selling the lots for $4.8 million. The full City Council must still approve that plan. South Shore lawmakers are calling on the MBTA to reconsider their proposal to eliminate ferry service between Hingham and Hall and Boston in an effort to stem a budget deficit caused by the pandemic. Officials say the ferry is a crucial service for South Shore residents who work in Boston, but the T says ridership has dropped to unsustainable levels. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 17th.